Phoneboy Speaks, episode 607, Flat Tablet Market.
I bought my iPad 2 in 2010, and I haven't upgraded it. It's 4 years old now, and it still does what I need it to do. A faster, lighter one might be nice, but there's really nothing that the newer ones do that I really, really need or want that my current iPad doesn't it does fine, right? I mean, yeah, that doesn't take advantage of some of the newer features of iOS, but whatever. It's for what I use it for. I'll play a few games on it. I will read stuff on Red or Instapaper, and I might do some writing or something with a keyboard. But for the most part, I just don't do that much with the iPad, and so what I do, it's fine. I don't need to upgrade it. And so the tech douchebag press has noticed that, hey, people aren't upgrading tablets as much. They're not, the market seems to have leveled off. Well, yeah, because a phone, right, is a whole different upgrade cycle. They're usually tied into 2-year contracts, and they tend to get upgraded at the end of those 2-year contracts, or they wait for the next iPhone to come out, or whatever the driving factor is. And so they also tend to be with you. They tend to get damaged more. There's also more evolution in terms of the networks that need to get connected to or whatnot. And so the innovation really even the evolution is really happening on the phones. It's not happening so much on the tablets. I mean, the tablets get newer processors and stuff, but it's still the same sort of thing. And so yeah, it makes sense. And so there's less people. There's people buying the tablets, but the upgrade cycles are much longer. And so as a result, the tablet sales have leveled off, whereas with phones, it keeps going gangbusters because, people have to replace their phones in a much quicker than they would, say, a tablet. So that's just the reality. And so I don't know why the tech douchebag press has to point this out, but it's obvious, right? It's not even worrying, right? There's a certain size market for it, and yeah, I mean, it's like PCs; they don't necessarily get upgraded on every year. Maybe you'll hold it for 3 to 5 years, or maybe even more. And if your needs are still met by the same hardware and the hardware still works, why upgrade it? I mean, you could talk about the software, but I mean, heck, on my 10-year-old laptops, I run Ubuntu, so at least I'm running supported operating system and getting software updates and stuff. Whereas if you're still running XP or Windows 98 or something like that, good luck with getting software updates. But anyway, this is what I see with the tablets, and it's just not that big of a deal because it's kind of a different market segment. And so what?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.